Texte numéro 123. US backers of Just Stop Oil vow more Van Gogh-style protests. On Friday, two young activists from the Just Stop Oil group entered the National Gallery in London, opened two tins of Heinz tomato soup, and hurled them over Van Gogh's sunflowers, which is protected by a pane of glass. More protests are coming. The next 2 weeks will be the most intense period of climate action to date, said Margaret Salomon, Executive Director of the Climate Emergency Fund. In terms of press coverage, the Van Gogh protest may be the most successful action I've seen in the last 8 years. It succeeded in breaking through this really terrible media landscape where you have the mass delusion of normalcy. The Climate Emergency Fund has handed out more than $4 million to dozens of climate organisations this year. Just Stop Oil is the biggest recipient, receiving $1.1 million, helping trigger a wave of unusual protests across Europe. Activists have glued themselves to the Last Supper by a Leonardo da Vinci in London, damaged fuel pumps, rushed onto the track of the British Grand Prix. These striking protests are even more remarkable in that they have been funded in part by an oil heiress, Eileen Getty, a philanthropist whose grandfather was the tycoon Jean-Paul Getty, co-founded the Climate Emergency Fund and has gifted it $1 million to be used by activists. The money is used to pay and help train people via the activist groups, seeding acts of civil disobedience. The activists have forced millions of people who don't want to think about the climate emergency to think about it. No one is protesting art or sports, but the point is, the house is on fire, this is an emergency, said Margaret Salomon. Just Stop Oil's dousing of sunflowers has attracted plenty of criticism, with some decrying it as vandalism, although only the frame was slightly damaged, or questioning the relevance of the painting to the need to shift away from fossil fuels. Dana R. Fisher, a sociologist at the University of Maryland, who studies climate protest, said the target wasn't art, it was using art as a platform, and it caught the attention because it used a tactical innovation, tomato soup. She added, "I'm sure it will turn some people off, but the idea isn't to win over hearts and minds, it's to grab media attention and mobilise people who are sympathetic to the cause." The latest stunt by Just Stop Oil has revealed that a huge number of people feel more outrage at a painting getting splattered with soup than they do with the irreversible and intensifying destruction of life on Earth, according to Peter Kalmus, a NASA climate scientist who handcuffed himself to a bank in Los Angeles earlier this year. Adapted from theguardian.com, October 2022.